For the past month, I have been knee-deep in demonology. Sounds ominous, but it is not the study of demons. It is simply the study of what people from certain countries or cities call themselves. Or put simply, in Texas lingo, what do all y'all up there in Amarillo call yourselves? Amarilloans or Amarillians? We'll come back to this. There are general rules for demonyms, but nothing that cannot be broken for phonetic aesthetics, for what sounds good. For instance, any city or town ending in S generally gets an I-T-E-S ending. This is a biblical tradition carried on from names like Canaanites, Jebusites, etc. So folks in Dallas are Dallasites, people in Dumas are Dumasites. We have many unusual, rather unpredictable demonyms in Texas. Ivanhoe could be Ivanhoers, but if you say it too fast, it sounds indelicate. So Ivanhoans is preferred. Carthage, Carthaginians, Leander, Leanderthals. That one is the result of an important archaeological find near there. What do you call people in Cactus? Cacti? Would that be right? That's the Latin plural, maybe Cacticites. Ooh, sounds like something in a cave. Could be Cactusians, but that sounds like a cough. That's tough. I don't know. Commerce, Texas, also is a challenge. Are they commercials? Commercians? No, probably Commercites. The demonym for Waco is not Wacos, it is Wacoans. Comfort is interesting. They are comforters. Dimebox has Dimeboxers. Alice, a rugged blue-collar oil services town, has a truly sophisticated demonym. They are Alicians. Love that. Corpus Christi is made up of Corpus Christians. No better demonym for the rapture. For places ending in O, just add A-N. Laredo, Laredoans. San Angelo, San Angeloans. El Paso, El Pasoans. Amarillo? Depends on whether you say Amarillo or Amarilla. George Strait sings Amarillo by morning, so I go with him. The demonym, therefore, is Amarilloans. San Antonio cannot follow this rule. San Antonioans is phonetically awkward, so we throw out the rule and go with what sounds better, San Antonians. If you have an O-N ending, then by custom add I-A-N to create the demonym. Houston becomes Houstonian, Sinton becomes Sintonian, Denton would be Dentonian, but many people there prefer Dentonite. Hamilton, Hamiltonian, Jefferson's Jeffersonian. Should get those towns together for a good political debate. The citizens of Refugio, going by the Spanish meaning of refugio, would be refugees. But as the town name ends in an O and has the pronounced but absent R in it, so once again we have phonetic chaos. Refurioans? No, Refurians. Falfurias, being a Lapan Apache derivative, has a similar result. Falfurians, or the Spanish Falfurianos. People in Austin seem to prefer Austinites, but a case could be made for Austinians. Austonian, though, cannot be the demonym. It is the adjective. It describes style. You can say, I love Austonian architecture, for instance. For places ending in Berg, you just add ER. I'm going to make you hungry now. Edinburghers, Fredericksburgers, Rosenburgers. Seems like we should have a town in Texas named Whataburger. Then we would have residents known as Whataburgers. I might move there. Comanche, you would think, would have Comanches, but they are not the tribe, so they are Comanchians. Anything ending in Ville is simple. Brownsvillians, Pflugervillians. Does Buda have Budists? I think they are Budans. Corsicana, Corsicanonites? No, Corsicanans. I suppose folks in Martin could be Martians, but more likely Martinites. Citizens of Marfa are Marfans, but if they were Marfalites, it would be good marketing. We even have demonyms by regions. We have Llano Estacadoans, we have Big Benders, and we have Panhandlers. No matter what we are by demonym, we are collectively Texans. And that, to me, is about the best thing in the world a person can be. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.